beat from Kane. I swear these 808s and snares make me go insane. Like, hold up, baby girl, I really wanna know your name. And let me be your Superman and you be Lois Lane. It's showtime like cable, get up on that table. I love your sexy body and I know your love is paper. The bottles coming like they got legs on them. The way I kill them and this beam will make them wanna call the feds. I'm in shots of patrol. Girl, you better get a gun. Set like they pregnant, about to have triplets. All that 20 spines and get up Benji to ad-lib it. Heck, get it, I'm so far ahead of my time, no C-section. Y'all club, we VIP section. Party bus full of women like we next. You would've thought it was a gym the way we flex. A line full of sexy ladies trying to get with me. I'm just trying to grand slam like the boy King Griffey. And I'm at the bar, 9 shots, no 50. If I could bring her out and up, everybody get
I'm ordering 100 shots of patrol. Girl, you better get a gun.
Body got me stuck, so what's really good? Girl, I wish we really could do what we really should. I know your last boyfriend was only really good. Well, I'm excellent, a sexual perfectionist. I creep up behind you, leave that sign, you know, exorcist. That's that extra shit, real long, extra thick. A different type of breed, an upgrade from that metric shit. The type to make you question all the rest you messing with. I'm trying to tell you, I'm the one that hit the exit with.
I'm
another edition of the Just Talk with Sam show. Just Talk with Sam show. Now, a few of you may have noticed I wasn't here last week. And boy, did y'all let yourself get known. Like, where is he? He's usually pretty consistent. I knew it. He was going to do 100 episodes and quit. And it was a lot of smack talking. And, well, we had to take care of some business on Just Talk with Sam. So, you know, I deserve a break. And I put the Twitter feed out there. I put the tweets out there. I'll be back next week. We gotta go handle some stuff. Before we start bringing the free funny, cause we are known to bring the free funny, we do have to talk a little bit about business. So, since this is the unfunny segment of the podcast, I would like to welcome our executive producer.
Screw you, buddy.
Miss Natasha McClain. Remember, we made a deal. Anytime you enter the room or get on mic, here we go. Yeah, you're not even on mic all the way. Okay.
Wait a minute. I decided to volunteer my time today
to talk about some of the new things happening
to do this
with
you.
Yeah, all the business, the unfunny stuff.
Go ahead.
All right. If you notice by now, we we kind of upgraded. But first, we're going to go with some bad news. Depending on who you are in the situation, it's bad news. And that is a staple of the show. A good, solid.
You need to play sad music for this.
Look, you're in the building. This is a serious time, but either way. You know what? I could go with that. I need something sadder than that.
You hear that
Hulk walking away music?
I don't.
Like, see, this is what I'm talking about right here. Like, all the funny, all the sound effects, and all the cool shit. You stay away from. Like, all the stuff that's... Like, you keep the podcast running like a well-oiled machine.
Thank you.
But you don't contribute any funny. You have made it your business to say, you know what? Fuck funny. I'm going to handle all the
Maybe
other shit.
Maybe it's because every time you want to film a podcast, I'm just a wee bit sleepy.
Hey, you got...
And I'm a wee bit sleepy right now.
Well, you got to be up to play, man. You know, you don't want... This is your suggestion. Podcast After Dark. And, you know...
I like to get X-rated with you, that's all.
It's not... I don't want... Yeah, that lets me know. That lets me further know you have yet to listen to what episode of this podcast.
Do you get X-rated?
I mean, there's a lot of cock jokes. There's a lot of bad pussy jokes. There's a lot of them.
How about we just have sex on air?
See,
that's X-rated.
That's not X-rated as it is disgusting for the listener.
How's it disgusting? That's sexy.
Yeah, but they have to picture me. See, that's where the drop-off happens right there. That's where that drop-off happens, where they
have... You gotta get ratings, Sam. It's like a sex audio tape.
Okay, when the last time you heard a porno CD? When the last...
What happened?
Oh, my God, she sounds so... Oh, my...
Bound chicka wow
wow. No. If it was a porno CD, it would just be 74 minutes of.
Yeah, daddy, put it right there. Yeah.
It would just be that. Hey, what do you think this is?
Either eating coochie or hitting it.
We don't know. It's audio. That's why pornos never did great with audio.
A porno can have a soundtrack. It could be a whole hour, Wesley Pipes. It could, y'all, girl, not right there. Over there. Yeah. Spread it open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me a whole hour of that, too.
That's a bad rap album. That's that's everything Silk the Shocker put out after the first two. That's everything he's ever done. Or, like, the people in No Limit that, like, had one chance to do something and never really, like, Big Man.
Who?
You remember Big Man? It was a cat. Big,
Who
No Limit.
Big Man?
Yes.
That's right.
But it was Man with two A's. It was M-A-A-N.
Is Masterpiece, Silk the Shocker, Mystical.
See, he wasn't, like, one of the originals.
Mystical was, and Mia X.
Yeah, it was a lot of other people that you're missing.
What was the other one? C-Murder?
It was,
C-Murder.
Yeah, C-Murder.
C-Murder.
I'm trying to think. It was the,
What's his name? C-Murder.
Can we get back to the subject?
But the podcast, so,
Hold on. We gotta talk about... I want my sad music. Please.
While we talk sad music.
Okay. Sad music. Pressing the button right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We lost a very important member of the Just Talking Sam family last week. I really want to throw this fucking pin at you because this is serious. You're not funny.
I'm trying to be serious, Sam.
We lost a person. Shut up! We lost a person who was near and dear to the podcast. Someone who helped us out rough times when I was just a dude who angrily drunk and
You're still that dude.
That sound was me whipping a pin across the room.
If you hit me with that, I'm gonna slap you.
That's audio porn right there. But as of, what was that, Tuesday or Wednesday? As of that Tuesday, the podcast will no longer have Kenny Rogers.
No more Kenny.
Kenny Rogers, his contract went up and he didn't want to renew.
Kenny's gone.
He do with the hold of. He knew where to fold him. He knows when to walk away.
No.
And he knows when to run.
He knows when to fold him.
So.
But he didn't know when to fold him.
I'd be remiss if I just say it's like piece of, no, if I treated him like a piece of shit, man. Kenny really helped out. All that money.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Depending on who you are in the situation.
On this podcast.
You're very happy. Other ones, people like myself, not as much. But, you know, since this is episode 101, it's about new beginnings, starting back over.
No more Kenny, he's gone. No. No, whoa, whoa.
I'm just gonna keep staring at you. I don't give a good goddamn. I did 100 episodes. I don't have to prove shit to anybody.
Okay, well, apparently you do. Boo boo. I was just trying to get your little funeral style for Kenny.
No one sounds like that at a fucking funeral.
Yeah, they do.
No one.
Black funerals. Yes, they do.
Either way.
No.
Tell me what you're doing. I'm dead serious. Tell me what you alright. Like, I got roughly 50 more minutes to kill here.
Deuces. Don't. You should've played that. You gonna miss?
This is why you're not in charge of funny. This is exactly why.
But you're laughing!
I'm laughing because.
You say I'm not funny, but you always laughing.
I'm laughing at you.
No, you're not. Shut the heck up.
Yeah, I am.
Let's move on. How are you doing today, Sam?
You know, I would like to finish my fucking thought. I just
need... Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Apparently, you got in touch with your inner Kiki Shepherd. Anyway.
Kenny's gone.
No, I'll just shut the fuck up. I'm just gonna... No, keep going. I'm just gonna shut the fuck up.
Go.
Look, I got nothing to prove. I got Biggs coming next week. I got nothing to fucking prove. So all the funny that's not being used here, I gotta make it up with Biggs next week.
Hey Sam, guess what?
And shout out to Biggs. Hey, TBiggs313 at Twitter.
Guess what Biggs just tweeted.
What?
Kitty's gone.
Yep. That sound was the collective sound of everyone turning their shit off at one time. They're like, all right, it's a Just Talk with Sam without Sam. You know, fuck it, I'll catch up next week with Biggs.
Ooh, Sophia Vergara, we missed her on Saturday Night Live.
Either way.
Just saying.
So let me get this straight.
I'm shut up.
You don't pay attention to the fucking microphone in front of you. You couldn't pay attention to this big microphone. Isn't that?
Why you want to pay attention to the microphone?
Alright. Whatever.
Isn't it supposed to be all natural?
Either way. You would think I had this podcast going with fucking gum and shoestring at the level of unprofessionalism.
Damn, you talking about my unprofessionalism? Please.
I drink on there. That'd be the first one. Alright. Let's cut the bullshit. But there is some cool shit that came to the podcast. And some of that cool shit is we have the website now. A one-stop shop for all the podcast needs. SamShowNation.com. All the promotions, all the current podcasts, A lot of the archive.
Give me a clap for that.
A lot of the, oh yeah, shit, maybe I should press the fucking button.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, we got all this okay, let's start it again. Like I didn't say shit. Ready? Yeah, we got the SamShowNation.com. SamShowNation.com.
Good golly.
You know what? Let's tell them why it took more than a week.
Well, if you get SamShowNation.com?
No, SamShowNation showed up within a day. The promoters, they showed up. Instead of Kenny, we do have some others. We have American Express, Flower.com, Starbucks, PetSmart, and the granddaddy of all, Amazon. Shit.
Amazon.com.
So all you gotta do is go to SamShow.com. I gotta get used to saying it. SamShowNation.com. Go under the promotions and you can see who's advertised for the podcast or on the homepage. On Amazon anyway. Stop by SamShowNation.com. Click the link.
And also while you're on there, if you click the tab that says sexy, it's a picture of me.
That tab is not on this fucking podcast.
It's on there.
It's not on his fucking website.
Yes, it is. Don't tell him that.
It is a executive producer free website.
That's who's supposed to be on there.
No.
Yeah.
Let's talk about why we took more than a week. Because you had a podcast for over 45 minutes.
What podcast?
Exactly. Exactly. Let's talk about.
What's the point of me having a podcast? Honestly,
I honestly
cannot sit up here and talk to people. That's just me. Absolutely.
After 100 episodes, this shit was supposed to be about. Yeah, we gonna branch off and we gonna have other people do. Your shit lasted for 45 minutes and it turned into, you know what? Fuck it.
Guess what, Sam? I am not the type of person. I just cannot sit and have a conversation with the microphone. I gotta have somebody talking back to me. I'm weird like that. Or I'm gonna go read a book somewhere.
That's why podcasts have guests. See, this is your job where guests show up and we talk to guests.
Well, the only willing guest I found is me this week, so.
No, because we needed you. This is the serious show. Well, we're gonna try.
How much more longer do I have to be on this show?
We're gonna try to squeeze funny into this. So. I do feel good about that. So SamShowNation.com. Also hit the promotions and you know what? It feels weird without Kenny Rogers, but let's take a spin and let me try to do this. Hey, let's face it. You're going to go to Amazon anyway, but before you do, why don't you take a detour? Go to SamShowNation.com right on the homepage. Click the Amazon link. You can buy whatever the fuck you want. I'm not trying to push a product on you, my dude. I'm not trying to push whatever you want to buy from Amazon. Only thing I ask, you just show up to SamShowNation.com. Click the link. Price, selection, convenience. Amazon.com. Okay. That's
my favorite website.
Click the fucking link.
Matter of fact, can I see your credit card right quick? I got stuff I need to buy.
So. What? Now with that said, one thing I would do, you know, we stepping up. We got some stuff going here, and the podcast is not dead. We took a week off. I didn't know that was a fucking crime.
It is a crime, Sam.
Looking at you, Marlene Lanise. But here's one thing we can do this week with the podcast. I'm going to try to shovel the funny back. It's something we try on episode 100. It worked like gangbusters. We don't have a funny representative here, so we just gonna use.
I represent funny.
So we just gonna use.
Oh, for real, Sam?
Natasha, and we gonna talk about some breaking news.
A Kentucky fan offers his wife in exchange for Final Four tickets.
So last week's Final Four, Kentucky ended up winning. Mm-hmm. Read the story. What's going on?
One cash-strapped Kentucky Wildcats fan is so desperate to watch the team play for the Final Four this weekend, or last weekend, in New Orleans that he offered up his wife on Craigslist in exchange for tickets. He said that she can make you speak five languages you never knew you could speak. He said in his ad, while he admits it's bad, he also says his wife is fine with the idea. Plus, who wouldn't want to do such a thing for Wildcats? Who happens to be the winningest record team in NCAA basketball?
So that I'm clear. A man put up his wife. Alright, you can do whatever the fuck you want with her, but you gotta give me Wildcats tickets. Alright, where are these tickets? Did they even say, he don't even care. He just want to be in the house.
He just want tickets. He didn't say front row. He didn't say anywhere. He didn't say backstage pass. He didn't say nothing.
So, it's an indecent proposal, but instead of $1 million, it's Wildcat tickets. Had I known this a week ago, I could have swung that.
And what would you have done with his wife?
She said you can make you speak 5 languages, huh? Mm-hmm. Just saying.
No Rosetta Stone.
Just saying.
So what would you do with your wife?
Oh, you got, like, crocheting shit to do.
Oh, shut up. You leave crocheting out of this. Crocheting
y'all
married.
Can do some other, I don't know. I just want the fact that I got, an extra motherfucker over here helping out. Maybe y'all two can cook.
She can't cook like me.
One of y'all cook, the other one vacuum. Get some shit done around this house. Hell yeah,
I got you. Vacuum. I don't need no help from no other broad.
You ain't got help. You can sit down with me and podcast. This bitch go do it. We bought her with Wildcats tickets.
He ain't say that. Did he even say what game they had to be to?
I think it had to be the Final
Did he
Four
give,
game.
Like, a game, like, okay, this game, that game, you know what I'm saying?
No, it was the Final Four game. He did say that shit. Mm. Yeah, Final Four game. Alright, cool.
Oh, Lord.
That's not even $1 million. That's like, and he, if he just wanted to be in the house, that's a good $200-$300. I could have swung that.
That's it? I mean, I thought that would be less than that. Not saying that's it.
Nah. Final Four. If he in the house, at most, it would have been probably about like $300 just to get him in the house.
But we don't have to pay for his plane tickets or nothing.
I'm including that.
And she can come over here and clean up. That's cool.
Is it fucking Southwest flight? We own it. Southwest, the fucking bus of the skies? Oh, shit. Southwest is cheaper than Greyhound.
This is true.
Go Greyhound. They are not a sponsor. I just needed to say go Greyhound.
Don't.
I ain't got there. Damn,
don't plug any sponsor that's not yours.
Oh.
Thank you. In new news, Spanish prostitutes tell bankers no loans, no love.
Can't tell you, I want to hear about this.
First, prostitutes in Spain had to fend off barcode pimps.
Go on, barcode pimp.
Imprinted ownership tattoos on them. Now, top shelf sex workers are organizing their own Occupy CTBA, Madrid's version of Wall Street, and denying sex to the nation's bankers until they start offering loans to financially burdened families. Financial professionals have tried to circumvent the sexy time stonewalling by posing as architects and engineers. But the ladies are onto them, claiming they'll continue their indefinite fiscal version of list. Sorry, y'all.
I like having you read the news in words you don't know.
Shut up. It says,
sound it out.
Lysistrata, until bankers fulfill their responsibilities to society. At Alex Dunn tweets, this is how to fight for financial sector reform and win. The ladies think they're on the right track. At any rate, with one worker stating, we don't think they can withstand much more.
All right, so let me get this straight.
Please, because this is, yeah.
For starters, those are the smartest pimps on the face of the goddamn planet.
Barcoding them is not smart.
Shit! First of all,
this is not property.
Yes, it is. If you are a pimp, yo ho, I saw pimps up hoes now.
I seen it too.
Yo pimp is your property. What better way to never have the argument? Yo, Your bitch chose me. Hey, nigga, read the barcode. There's a barcode. He has to buy one of those fucking guns from Target. That's my bitch. She has 00 pimp on her. She has the pimp fucking car on her.
You ain't about to tattoo no barcode on me.
It's the level of dedication.
You can't go in Macy's and pick me up off the rack.
Yes, he could.
I'm not a shirt.
God. All right, the Wall Street shit, I think that's more of a political coincidental thing. Those are some smart pimps. Those pimps are fucking genius. Barcodes. Detroit need to get on that, guy.
No.
Let's say times got hard and got some holes over here and they have barcodes. You can scan who, all right. That pimp, you belong on the corner of Woodward and 8 Mile. You belong on the corner. All right. If you belong on the corner of Woodward and 8 Mile, you're not really a hoe. This is like your first week. You're not going to any sketchy. All right. We're going real local to the Detroit audience here. If you on Woodward and 8 Mile, you just started. You got to go to those skeechy neighborhoods. You gotta do some shit in Highland Park. You gotta do some shit on Modestick. Alright, now I'm naming names at this point. Modestick, you gotta do some shit on Chicago.
Oh, you Modestick. Oh, that's the hood.
That's what I'm talking about. You gotta, cause if you start at Woodward and 8 Mile, this is your first day, you gotta be over there.
But my favorite part of this whole article is, we don't think they can hold out much longer. These men like vagina that much that they gonna start giving out loans just to get some prostitutes.
Yeah. All right. Here's an article I read, and I should have printed it out, and it should be part of breaking news. And I saw something where they itemize the worth of body parts. Like your right arm.
Okay.
If you're right-handed, your right arm is worth $40,000 a year. Just to itemize what it is. Just off GP. Your left arm was about like 35. If you're right or left-handed in reverse, you know, depending on whatever you are, your head is priceless. Obviously, they broke down your legs. Your legs are about $80,000 a piece. Surprisingly enough, the vagina is worth $2,500.
Why is the vagina so low?
Now, immediately when I saw this, I wanted my fucking change. I wanted to call you and demand my change.
Change for what?
Because I know I have bought way more than $3,000 worth of shit. And I want my, just solely based on the vagina. For you.
You bought me over
$3,000 worth of shit to get vagina.
You just bought me stuff to get vagina. Name something you bought me just to get some.
That shirt.
What shirt?
That shirt.
I have a dress.
It's one of those shirt dressy things. I don't know what the fuck it
is.
I want my change.
No.
I want it.
You ain't bought me nothing over $3,000.
How about that car out there?
Dang it, I thought.
How about that car out there?
I thought I was just going to forget about
it. I want my change.
Nigga, no.
Believe it or not, the price of penis was surprisingly the penis, how much a penis costs to just have on you.
How much?
It was about $1,500. It was, they broke it down. It was like,
ain't no way. I told you, no way that penis is worth more than a vagina.
Yes, but I know I bought over $3,000 worth
of
shit and I want my change.
$3,000 worth of stuff and I want my change.
Got a fucking roof over your head.
See what I'm saying? You full of crap.
And you have a car you're driving.
You full of crap.
Look. Okay. Next story on the breaking news.
Favorite one yet. prostitute blames Mickey D's for her career path.
Okay.
A sex worker who transitioned from a job selling extra large fries at McDonald's to providing XXX services is blaming her former employee in part for her forced career change. Shelly Lynn claims her ex-husband, Keith Hanley, hired her to work the counter at the Mickey D's franchise he owned in 1982, started dating her, and then pushed her into prostitution so she could earn more than her burger-slinging minimum wage. So what's her beef with McDonald's? She claims the chain doesn't ensure employee policies are in place to protect against unscrupulous and criminal individuals like Hanley. Lynn is suing for lost wages, punitive damages for sex trafficking and racketeering, among other things. Hold special sauce jokes, please.
I didn't know you can go to McDonald's. All right, so the lady who works for McDonald's, she's suing McDonald's because she's a hoe.
Because her ex-husband forced her to do this. Shouldn't she be suing him, not McDonald's?
Yeah, that's, you still a hoe.
You a franchise owner.
You still a hoe.
You're the owner.
You just so happened to work at McDonald's.
You the franchise owner.
Not to say all hoes work at McDonald's. Saying, like, you have to say.
If you're the franchise owner, you want to serve Burger King fries on the menu, you're the owner. Do what you want to do.
McDonald's didn't make you a hoe. I like that story. McDonald's didn't make you a hoe. You was a hoe that works at McDonald's.
You ain't just learn how to prostitute. Ain't nobody push you into prostitution.
Hey,
you
did they? Hold on. In that story, did they say where the McDonald's was? Cause I like to visit that McDonald's.
They did not.
Because you, but the guy who made her a hoe is the franchise owner, right?
Which is her husband.
So, damn, it's a lot of husbands just hoes. How much money can I get for you?
You ain't about to sell my sweet stuff.
Anyway, the woman at McDonald's, I'm pretty sure that was a lot of secret code. Can I get a triple whopper? Yup, 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 yup. That's why McDonald's got all those back rooms. I just noticed, like, you ever been to a McDonald's? It's so small at the counter, but like if you look beyond, like in the front, it's a lot of nooks and crannies in a fucking McDonald's. You think they're just fucking at McDonald's?
I worked at McDonald's.
I worked at Burger King. I didn't have shit.
How long did you work at Burger King, Sam?
A week.
You quit?
Fuck yeah.
Why did you quit?
I worked at nigga, I thought going into Burger King, I thought I was the Burger King, motherfucker. I walked in there like the fucking man. Then they put me on drive-thru, and I like having this, like, high-pitched noise in my ear anytime a fucking car pulls up, and having a nigga yell at me over a Whopper, man, suck my dick, nigga. I mean, like, every person who drove up, it just, the knee-jerk reaction was, man, fuck you. The knee-jerk reaction.
Like, places like McDonald's, they got, like, crazy stuff on their menu. The newspaper.
Huh?
And videotapes. Yes.
What? Newspaper and video? Please explain that.
Okay, when I was working at McDonald's, this was over 10 years ago, they had the newspaper on the menu and a videotape of Ronald McDonald. I said, who in the heck is coming up to the drive-thru and asking for this? They had, like, they menu, like,
fucking McDonald's, you worked at.
Go to different products. You gotta hit the next button. It's like 3-4 pages of stuff.
So, y'all...
ain't nobody gonna ask for, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. You had a fucking menu you sat down and flipped through?
No, I'm talking on the screen. A little push screen. You hit next, but I'm saying on that very last page.
I got you.
Like,
all right.
Newspaper, these videotapes.
Yeah, but McDonald's do sell newspapers. They sell like USA Today and shit.
Yes, man, I understand that, but sell that crap in the lobby. Don't sell that. Don't be having me trying to ring it up in the McDonald's menu, okay?
Look at that. You just lazy. This is what. No, you just went to the last page looking for shit you couldn't find.
Search button on there.
Yeah. See, I have a legitimate beef. I have people coming up to me, Whopper! Whopper with cheese delicious! That's all I got. Did you hear what I just said? Whopper, no cheese, no onions. That shit.
How old were you when you worked at Burger King?
16.
And why did you quit?
I didn't want niggas yelling at me saying Whopper, no cheese, no onions.
Was anybody prostituting at the Burger King?
I wish. It was like, it was this girl. I was only there for a week, but I had suspicions. But I wasn't long enough. I wasn't there long enough to like find out. Like, if I was there long enough, I would have just probably, I think I had enough. I was that right amount of shy and right amount of like deadpan where I could just tap her on the shoulder. Hey, I don't know sexual harassment shit or anything, but not for nothing. If I got you drunk, would you suck my dick in the coat room?
What?
No? Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. Cause you know,
which McDonald's you work at?
I didn't work at McDonald's. I worked at Burger King. I worked at the one I'm not telling you because your ass are going to try to research and find this hoe. And beat the shit out of her.
Sam,
you could have had her before me. I hate you,
Sam. A lot of women had you before me.
And you want their names so bad so you could track them down. So you could just shake them. Come on, bitch, fight me! I hope your kids turn out gay!
Shut up.
No, we got a few more news stories.
You want me to finish them?
Yeah, why not? I hope your kids turn out gay. And we press the button for breaking news.
Mexican drug gang guards Pope for the weekend.
Looks what?
Like a Mexican drug gang may guard the Pope for the weekend.
This weekend? Shit.
A weekend.
Alright.
Looks like Pope Benedict won't need the bulletproof Pope mobile for his trip to Guanajuato.
Can I see that word? Because you don't know how to say words.
Guanajuato. I don't know what the heck that says. You don't even know.
Guanajuato.
Well, you ain't even say it right.
Boy, look at that. That's Rosetta Stone. That's that Kentucky bitch making me speak five languages.
Looks like Pope Benedict won't need the bulletproof Pope mobile for his trip to Guanajuato.
Guanajuato. That's how you say it. Go on, just fuck it, go on.
Most vicious drug cartels has bizarrely anointed itself.
I like how to use the word anointed.
As the makeshift security force for His Holiness, proclaiming a ceasefire during his 3-day visit and hanging up banners around the state, warning rival gangs not to get trigger happy. The group purged its own bloodthirsty urges ahead of time, dumping 10 served heads outside a Tlalpan slaughterhouse this week.
No more Mexican news for you. Please, I see that right now.
Don't think that gang members might have a spiritual reawakening after the post. This is the murder moratorium is just for the weekend.
Alright,
so they can begin their carnage heavy work week again on Monday.
I like that. Alright, so these gang members are putting all the gang shit aside. Like, look, I know we killed at least 4 people yesterday. I know we sell drugs regularly. But for this weekend, I need you to put this shit up. And we gonna guard the Pope. But quite honestly, if I was a Pope, that's who the fuck I want guarding me. I don't want like some rent-a-cop guarding me. I want gang members who just so happen.
If you was President Obama, would you want that?
This weekend? Yes! That's why I asked, is it this weekend? These motherfuckers, because it's Easter, like, look, we go to church once a year. If we die tomorrow, we gonna cash in our shit for the Lord. And we gonna look after the Pope, God's go-to guy. We gonna look after him to make sure he's straight for Easter. That's a smart move. Cause you can always, like, for some reason, let's say for some reason they don't get into heaven. For the multitude of reasons there is. I used the word multitude.
10 severed heads.
They could at least.
Well, nobody said where they got the heads from.
They could at least hold court at the door. Hey, look, not for nothing, but I did at least guard the Pope with my life. Don't I get at least a peep into heaven just to see what it looks like?
No.
That's a good argument. That's a good argument. So, yeah, and who would I want more to protect me than gang members? They know the other gangs out there that's finna stop me and kill me. Yeah, what, one more story over there?
No, just one more.
You ain't got no more thoughts on guarding the Pope?
I really don't. I have nothing to say. The Pope, I don't understand that situation.
Why you don't understand the Pope? He's God's go-to guy.
No, he's not. God don't need him.
He don't need him. He got him. No one can hear you. You did the shit with
people
the mic.
People worship the Pope. I don't understand it. I really don't.
He's the guy. He's God's go-to guy in the Catholic religion.
Okay, do you worship your pastor? Or your bishop? No, you don't worship him.
I don't worship him.
People worship the Pope.
I think he's a pretty cool guy. You know, shit, I want to get on his good.
When the other Pope died, he couldn't even talk, walk, or stand. He couldn't do nothing.
Because he gave so much. He gave his soul.
And they would roll him up to the window. A man could barely move. He on a feeding tube. They roll him to the window.
He gave it all. He gave it all. He gave it all. Well,
they rolled him away. He didn't even say nothing.
That's called dedication, baby. That's called dedication.
That's why I rocks with Jesus. I rolls with Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And as far as our bishop, yeah, I think he's a cool guy. What? He's not?
He is a cool guy.
I think he alright.
He cool.
I sit down with him. Talk with him. I have sat down with him and talked with him.
Before you married me, yes, yeah.
Alright. Whatever. After I married you, I had a couple chats with him. We talked about Diana Ross. It was alright.
Whatever.
We did! Don't act like we didn't!
Shut up. Alright. Next door, autocorrect.
Oh, whoa, wait, whoa, hey, God, come on.
Sorry, play the music.
Murder funny. Break it.
This music off American Idol.
No. No.
Extra.
No, it's a news website. All right, news, hold on, hear me out. The news is so fucking uncreative. The same shit that we have for Fox 2. Like Fox 2 or Fox wherever else in the nation, they get those same sound effects. All I had to do with the podcast is just fucking ask for them. That's actually your job, executive producer.
Autocorrect it. I'm sorry, autocorrect doesn't keep texting gal from falling off pier. We know that texting while driving is dangerous, but now an embarrassed Bonnie Miller is speaking up about the dangers of texting while walking. The Benton Harbor woman plunged to the frigid Lake Michigan while trying to change an appointment on her phone. Thanks, Miller's husband, a 19-year-old bystander, Rebecca Van Zandt, who both jumped in to keep Miller afloat until the Coast Guards arrived. The contrite texter is okay. Tweeps are exasperated by the latest Dumb Texting Tricks episode. Funny how smartphones keep making people so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
OnePlus said Van Zandt is even more determined to join the Coast Guard after recently failing his entrance exams by 2 points. Van Zandt is the girl that saved her.
Alright, so let me get this straight.
Yeah, I know.
This bitch couldn't stop texting long enough. She actually fell off a pier.
First of all, why'd you buy a pier in this that cold outside?
First off, what conversation are you having when you texting so much that you don't know you're about to walk off a fucking pier, a bridge? You think it was some sex in that conversation? You think it was a lot of, cockle stew in that conversation?
I don't know, Sam.
It was a lot. You think she was sexing?
They said she was changing an appointment.
She was changing an appointment? Mm-hmm. A dick appointment? Oh, yeah. Hey, how about some dick? You can fall off into some, where you're walking.
I'm leaving. I can't take this.
What's wrong with?
I'm offended.
Offended about what?
I'm so offended.
What, you want me to talk to music? Alright, fine.
But all right, podcast world.
Whoa. You had a hand in setting this up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question before you go.
Alright, please go.
Do you like your mama?
Yes, I like my mama.
Do you like your grandma?
Yes, I like my grandma.
Do you really?
What about my stepmama?
What about her? Yeah, what about her?
Yeah, she alright.
Do you have any plans for them for Mother's Day?
I want to do a little brunch over here.
Yeah, fuck that. One thing you can do, you can go to SamShowNation.com. You can get them flowers. Go to the promotions tab, and you know flower.com. You can press the link. You get 20% off fresh flowers with same day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You can give these women something on Mother's Day. If you could just look at you. Yeah, look at you. You looking at me with this icy stare. If you could just find it in your heart. If you could just reach out and to your soul and give them the gift of flowers. Or you can also send them a flower basket or a cookie basket.
Oh, wow.
Did you know you could sell them a...
You going to send me some flowers?
Well, if you're good, you may get a flower basket. You may even get a cookie basket. But first off, one thing I will do, I will go to SamShowNation.com, go to the promotions place, click the link so I can get 20% off. I got to tell you, I love you, but I kind of like my money too. So I want to get some 20% off. I get 20% off. You get your flowers and your cookies and your mamas and the women in your life. Get something they can brag to their friends about. Look, they can have it on their shelf for 2 weeks, then die. Just kind of like your grandma. But anyway, they can have that. They can have that. So, SamShowNation.com, promotions page. Click the link at flowers.com. Tell them Sam sent you. I don't know what the fuck that's going to do, but you get 20% off anyway.
They still charge me full price.
You don't set this shit up. You are a shitty negotiator.
I guess so.
You are.
Anywho, podcast word, I'm about to sign off. Me, person, Sam's going to stay on. Hit me up at TashaMac1984 on Twitter.
Is that, again, that's all, that's only thing you and Biggs do.
I just wanted to come on and do my news and I'm going to go.
Your news? It's not even yours.
Shut up, Sam.
That's so
much. All right, podcast word, I'll talk to you later.
Real talk, that's actually Carla's bit, but, you know. You know, we can't get her on mic because apparently we can't afford. We got American Express as a, you know, as a promotions thing. You can go to it. But, shit, that's a lot. I would, like, read some letters, but I really don't want to. I got to be honest, I just don't right now. So it's a birth of a nation. I'm a fucking nation. SamShowNation.com. Birth of a Nation, not the racist one, not the movie about the Ku Klux Klan. Well, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Birth of a Nation of, like, the Sam Show Nation. SamShowNation.com. SamShowNation.com. Since I'm not really running out of questions, and I'm not going to read any questions, and this would be the time I kick on that Kenny Rod. I fucking miss Kenny. Because this would be the time right here I kick on that Kenny Rogers music. And I would say something cool about Kenny Rogers Roasters. And you could go to Ontario Mills, California. Like, all that shit. I would say that right now. But, like, since Kenny, you know, won't pay me to say it, we got SamShowNation.com and we got our plugs out. This may be a quick podcast this week. Shit, we still got the old favorite. I'm like pushing for something to say. We still got the old favorite. You can always follow the podcast at Just Talk. You can send, But shit, you could go to SamShowNation.com. SamShowNation.com. You could go to contact. All the people who said JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com was for some reason too hard to figure out because there's no G in talking. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. You could go to the last page. It's a contact page. You could just send your shit there. You can shoot the shit with me. It's honest to God, that is one of the best ideas we came up with the podcast, having a website. SamShowNation.com. It's your one-stop shop for the podcast. You can hear the podcast. You can contact us. You can send emails. You can send tweets from, well, you gotta have Twitter, but yeah, you can send tweets from there. And SamShowNation.com, man. Or if you on Twitter, you can hit me up at SamShow11 at Twitter, but real talk, if you go to SamShow11. Alright, one more time. I don't know what the fuck you're going to buy. But if you are going to Amazon, I want to get this out. I want to make this clear because this is a new guy and it's the big boy on the block. And if you got Amazon, you got a motherfucking sponsor. Those in the podcast community know what I'm talking about. The others, well, just go to SamShowNation.com. I try my best to explain it to you. Your one-stop shop for all the podcasts that just talk on Sam Podcast. But anyway, let's face it. You're going to go to Amazon anyway. You're going to go. You're going to buy your shit, whatever the fuck you was going to buy. You was going to buy your DVDs. You was going to buy your CDs. You was going to buy that part for your car that you swear you're fixing. You're going to buy your video games, a fucking, like a crochet mallet. For some reason, you need a crochet mallet. Like a lifetime supply of rubber bands. I don't give a fuck what you buy. I'm not pushing anything on you. But one thing I do ask. Go to SamShowNation.com. On the homepage. On the front motherfucking page. Click the link. The Amazon link. Price, selection, convenience. Click the link. Then go there. I'm not going to bullshit you. I get a little piece of it. A little piece. But shit, you was gonna go there anyway. Do you know it costs money to keep this shit running? I had the serious motherfucker on the show. She didn't kick out that many jokes. But, like, they're serious. Like, when I shut this fucking mic off, she's all about the goddamn bottom line. She is. Like, she's looking at her fucking tablet. She's looking at her tablet right now. Talking about that bottom line. How about you make her happy? How about you make me happy? How about you contribute to the fucking podcast? For 2 years, I've been giving y'all free funny. Click the link at Amazon.com. You can buy whatever the fuck you want. I really don't care. And I don't even judge. Hey, you want to buy some gay porn? I don't care. That's up to you. I'm not condemning you. I'm not judging you. But one thing I will say, just go click the link. SamShowNation.com. Buy whatever the hell you want. Just make sure you go to SamShowNation.com, you know, so I can wet my beak a little bit. You know what I mean? So I get a little taste. But that's pretty much all I got for this week. Granted, we gave you a halfway funny podcast. Next week, we got Biggs. T-Biggs! Live! We're going to have him in person. And we'll go from there. Hit up my man, T-Biggs313 at Twitter. You got me. Shit, I gotta get used to saying it. SamShowNation.com. You can get your podcast. You can download shit. You can do everything you want. SamShowNation.com. And from there, I think I'll call it for tonight. So, I'm gonna say what I am. Sorry I missed last week, but we had some business to take care of. But SamShowNation.com for all your thoughts, queries, concerns, whatever. And if you got a question, hit us up on the comments page. And other than that, I will see y'all next week. Peace out, y'all. SamShowNation.com.